This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Author Mario Puzo is best known as the author of The Godfather, the novel that cemented the mafia's place in popular culture. Publication of The Godfather was a turning point in Puzo's career, and The Godfather and its film adaptations inspired and influenced stories about organized crime for years to come, from Goodfellas to The Sopranos. Recently, a collection of Puzo's papers, including drafts of his novels, was donated to Dartmouth College. The collection was a gift from Diana and Bruce Rauner of Chicago. Some of these letters and manuscripts are now on display at the Dartmouth College Library. Recently, I stopped by the library to talk to Jay Satterfield, head of special collections at Dartmouth, about the items on display. So tell us what we're looking at here.
Well, this first case has materials related to Mario Puzo's early career, when he was a struggling writer, found himself in debt, trying to raise a family, and he sat down with the determination to write a bestseller. And the result was The Godfather, something that he consciously wrote to be popular, and it was popular beyond his imagination.
And in this case, we've got the typewriter. This is the typewriter that he wrote The Godfather on.
Sure, yeah. It's one of those funny things to have in a special collections because its research value is pretty minimal, but it's got that aura of the original that really helps people get into a collection and start to think about the actual act of writing.
Are you able to comment on the research value of the other things we're seeing here? They look like letters and bits of manuscript.
Sure. There's materials in here, some manuscript pages of The Godfather, the novel. There's also materials in here related to the drafting of the book. So, as we said, he was trying to write a bestseller, and he actually plots out all the sex scenes. He has them interspersed through the book to carry his narrative along. So he's really conscious about being popular in this book.
What is the research value of this collection as a whole?
In creating The Godfather, Puzo creates a modern myth of organized crime. And it's one that is created purely as fiction. But organized crime was fascinated with it and actually changed their behaviors to fit some of the behaviors of the Godfather movies.
Can I ask for example?
You know, that's one that's in the papers that I don't know an example right off. But I know that, like, they became fascinated with the idea of acting like Don Corleone and started acting more that way.
Meaning having people kiss the ring and ultimate respect and loyalty, that kind of thing.
Yes, exactly. And so this is a case where somebody creates a myth out of fiction that reality then shifts to match that myth in a way. And it's a very compelling story. So everybody now, when they think of the mafia, they think of The Godfather. I mean, that's what comes to mind. And everything since then, Goodfellas and The Sopranos, is in some way a response to The Godfather, right? It's trying to shift that myth. It's changing that myth in different ways. And what I find fascinating is how a work of fiction can create in people's minds a different reality than what reality actually is.
And The Godfather, in some ways, was also a story about immigration. What can you say about that?
The Godfather, especially Godfather 2, the movie, but The Godfather, the novel, talks about the Italian-American immigration experience. And it creates a set of stereotypes about Italian immigrants that people have been trying to live with ever since. And they're stereotypes, so that is a negative thing. They're assumptions people make just based on somebody's last name that have no basis in reality. But again, Puzo's story is such a compelling one that people want to place that onto an entire immigrant community. That's one of those cases where in the movies prior to The Godfather, the Italian immigrants were treated very, very poorly. He humanizes them, but at the same time makes them criminals, right? And so it's turned into this very complicated situation for Italian immigrants. And I think the papers can comment on how America starts to understand the assimilation of different groups into America, because we can see the creation of a set of stereotypes and then the battles against those stereotypes. But there was a terrible period there when if you had an Italian last name, people thought you were connected, you know, and it's absurd, but it's because of the power of these movies and these stories.
Tell us about the New Hampshire connection, the Hanover connection that The Godfather has.
Yeah, it's a curious one because it was very confusing to us at first. When the papers came to us, the first thing I did was reread the book, because I hadn't read it since I was a teenager. And there on like page 15, there's Michael Corleone going off to Dartmouth. And I thought, how could that happen? And, you know, what's the relationship here? The curator of the exhibit did some in-depth research, and she found that Mario Puzo had been one of the kids on the Fresh Air Fund, which was a organization that sent inner city kids out into rural communities for the summer. So he was from New York, and he came to New Hampshire on the Fresh Air Fund. And we haven't figured out exactly where he stayed yet, but he clearly had some connection with Hanover and Dartmouth, because Hanover and Dartmouth figure in The Godfather, but in other books as well. And I think the reason he sends Michael Corleone here is that for him as a child, this must have been the antithesis of New York City, both in terms of the physical environment, but also the social world. And if Michael Corleone wanted to escape the family, where better than Dartmouth?
What about Puzo's career after The Godfather? The Godfather, obviously a big success. He got into writing for movies as well.
The Godfather really took over for him in a way that he was not really particularly pleased with. It came to dominate the public perception of him, and he tried to escape that a few times by writing other things, but none of them took off like The Godfather did. But he had gotten some excellent experience with The Godfather trilogy in Hollywood as a screenwriter. And so he wrote the screenplays for the 1978 Superman movie, for The Cotton Club, for Columbus, and for Earthquake. So his career really becomes a Hollywood career after The Godfather.
Well, Jay Satterfield, thank you very much for speaking with me about this exhibit.
Sure, thank you.
That's Jay Satterfield, head of special collections at Dartmouth, speaking about author Mario Puzo's life and legacy. And you can see a photo of the typewriter Puzo used to write The Godfather, which is on display at Dartmouth, at our website, nhpr.org. We are always looking for reading recommendations from listeners like you. Dax from Jaffrey wrote in to recommend I Have Invented Nothing by French poet Jean-Pierre Rosnay. It was translated by New Hampshire poet Jim Cates. Jax writes, besides being a wide-ranging and inventive poet, Rosnay was also a fighter in the French Resistance during World War II, and some of the poems in this collection relate to that era. That's a recommendation of I Have Invented Nothing by Jean-Pierre Rosnay. What's your recommendation? Send it by email to books@nhpr.org. This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Thank you very much for listening.